This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Top Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani and the deputy head of Iraq's al-Sha'abi military force were among those killed in an attack on Baghdad's airport early Friday. Iraqi state television reported Soleimani's death in a breaking news alert, citing sources from the Hashed, which is dominated by the Shiite majority factions close to Tehran. A Hashed spokesman said that the airport attack also killed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the deputy commander of the Iranian-backed militias known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF blamed the United States for the attack at Baghdad Airport Friday. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. or Iran. Rockets slammed into the airport early Friday, targeting a Hashed military convoy, according to several sources. The White House said that President Trump Thursday warned Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. As Reuters' Emir McCarthy reports, that is, the phone call came after Turkey's parliament passed a bill that allows Turkish troops to be deployed in Libya.
Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing troop deployment in Libya on Thursday, a move that paves the way for further military cooperation between Ankara and Tripoli, but is unlikely to see boots immediately on the ground. President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country.
That's Reuters' Emir McCarthy reporting. This is VOA News.